Well, an old favourite's return to the fold. Craig Lambert has been obviously involved in footy for a long time, and he's got to the Brisbane Lions, where he's going to be working with Justin Lepich at a very important time for that footy club strategy and retention manager at the Brisbane Lions. He's been good enough to join us, having done a stint with the formation of the GWS boys. Good morning to you, Craig.
How you going, Andy?
Nice to be back.
Yeah, it is nice to be back. It's great to have the family back together. Obviously, we had 5 years at the Giants, and that was a fantastic experience. But we always thought that Brisbane was where we want to live. And to come back to a club that you had so many great memories with, and a lot of people there that are still there, obviously a challenging year they had this year, it's fairly exciting.
Craig, good morning. It's Andrew Gaze here, and good luck with the position you have. Strategy and retention manager is the title. Is that a position that, or a role that all clubs have, or has this been specifically designed for Brisbane?
I think it's probably been specifically designed for Brisbane, Gaze. It's sort of, predominantly it will be about welfare and retention of players. I mean, our club for too long, the last 4 or 5 years, has lost too many players. It's hard enough to pick the right players to come to your club and then within 2 years them leaving. So my wife and I will head up that welfare department, and it's such a critical department. We're pretty proud of what we did at the Giants in the 5 years that we were there. That was a club that was supposed to get every early draft pick in the world, and in 2 or 3 years they're all going to leave. But for some reason they stayed, and hopefully we were a part of that family environment we tried to create there. And we'll be doing the exact same here at the Lions.
Oh, you know what the players say about you and your missus up there. I mean, those boys who have been taken up to the Giants from all over Australia at a start-up club, Craig, have spoken volumes for the work that you and your wife in particular has done. Her buy-in to your career and your role at the Giants sounds pretty impressive, to be honest, from the outside looking in.
Well, anyone who knows, Murray, probably you, I get employed because of her. Don't worry about that.
That's right.
I mean, I've been really fortunate, not just Melissa, my wife, but our kids, and this is going back for the last probably 20 years, have really bought into, you know, players coming around when they have homesickness and for whatever reason it is. And I always check in with the kids. Are they happy with that? Because, you know, it is a 24/7 job, but I'm really fortunate. I've got a great family that sort of that get football and know that how hard it is to relocate away from your mums and dads and all that. And we've got a good challenge here at the Lions, but we've got some great people here. And last year with injuries and a lot of things didn't go our way, but we're really confident that we've got a good group together. We've got some amazing young talent, Harris Andrews and Dan McStays and the Louis Taylors and Sam Mays. We believe we've got a really good foundation now to work with.
You know, we spoke about some of these issues on the program yesterday, and off our S machine is a lot of people provide the feedback. It's almost like, well, turn it up. These blokes are making a fortune. You know, they're high profile. They're living in fantastic environments. And I think many people think it's just a fact of the club not doing so well or other issues for why players want to leave. How significant is it just that the boys want to actually go home and be with their families?
Well, it's a combination, Gazy. I mean, there's no doubt that some players find it really hard to relocate, and homesickness happens for all of them, but at different degrees. So, I mean, the number one thing we have to worry about is the environment we create. And I'm a big believer, and as I said before, I'm lucky with Melissa and the kids, is we don't draft a player, we draft a family. So when we meet the players that we're drafting, we talk about we want to get the families up there as much as we can, the uncles and aunties, you know, grandpas and grandmas. It has to be such an inclusive component to your club, especially in the state clubs, because of the go-home factor. If we can create that environment, it minimises our risk of losing players. And, whatever has happened in the past, in the last 3-4 years has happened. I remember getting to Brisbane in 1994 as a player. I said to my fiancée then, who was my wife, Melissa, I said, I'll be there for 2 years and I'm going straight back to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Fell in love with the place and then went into that coaching welfare component and didn't lose too many players and was a coach of that wonderful side that won the 3 premierships. So the environment is number one for us. And then it's about us just sort of working with the players and the families so that they're going to be supported like no other club, and that's the challenge we've got. and we're looking forward to it.
But with the system that's in place, do you think that some of the players may actually lean on the want-to-go-home factor merely as an excuse rather than genuinely feeling like they're homesick?
Well, there's no doubt, Gazy, that now with this, you know, the way that the trade period, you know, well, 3 weeks ago, I mean, there is that aspect, and sometimes, you know, managers can be influential. But I still get back to, I mean, I'm very close with all the managers of the AFL. I still know that if the player feels like they've been supported from the day they got there and their families, and they feel like they've got the enjoyment, they're going to go through the ups and downs. And sometimes when you go to a winning environment, it sort of covers up a few cracks in that organisation. But the environment, to me, is critical. That they, as soon as they get into our football club, they feel like, geez, I'm getting supported here. And that's on and off the field. You know, if they need to be picked up at 11 o'clock at night, or they've got a flat tyre, or, you know, all the little detail things that are so critical at a football club. If they have to get back for mum's 40th, whatever it is, yeah, welfare has become such an important component for all clubs, but more importantly, interstate clubs. I still think if you get that right, you definitely minimise the risk of the go-home factor.
We're talking to Craig Lambert, who's gone from the Giants back to the Lions. Craig, we hear a lot more nowadays about mental health challenges and mental health illness. And welfare, I imagine, you know, you would have had, you and your wife would have had conversations with young fellas who might not be diagnosed, might not be diagnosable, but they maybe do have things that are challenging them, you know, that are from a mental health perspective. Have you noticed, you know, that there has been, you know, a rise in those sorts of challenges, pressures, conditions in your observations later in the last couple of years in your life in footy?
Oh, no doubt, mate. They, I mean, it's really important, you know, the mental health space. Most clubs these days have in-house sports psychologists.
Yep.
Back when we were playing sport, it was, you know, you didn't have that sort of luxury to be able to go and talk to someone. It might be a head trainer, it might be an assistant coach that you could sort of get things off your chest. So most clubs are really armed with that. The AFLPA do a very good job in regards to access to sports psychologists, but it's just understanding the pressure that these players are under with social media and all that, all those issues that we didn't have to worry about 15, 20 years ago. And it's a really important space. And the AFL and the PA and clubs are really working hard on getting on top of these issues. But again, I still think it gets down to player relationships. I still think that if my role or my wife's role in regards to welfare, the number one thing we need is that player, if he has any issues at all, that he wants to walk in my door and talk to me about whatever's going on in his life.
Yep.
And sometimes it is confidentiality, and sometimes he won't want anyone else to know, and sometimes I'll have to work, I suppose, some counselling, you know, skills to be able to say, listen, I think our sports psych needs to know that, and possibly our coach or our director of football. So it's a really important issue that the clubs are taking unbelievably seriously, but there is a lot of networks for him.
And listening to you here today, I reckon Brisbane have got a beauty in what you can bring to the table in making that judgment as well. But I'd imagine over the journey and getting to deal with these young kids coming through the system, you'd have a pretty good insight on most of the issues. In your opinion, how significant is the drugs issue that these athletes are facing? And I'm talking both. Both the performance-enhancing side of things and from illicit, illegal drug situation?
Well, Gaze, it's you know, we played sport a while back and, you know, you'd have a few beers and that was a limit. But it's an issue, let's face it. It's an issue because...
Is it one, you know, we should be concerned about, though?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, the past things that have happened over the last 12 months, you know, but... The one thing is that the AFL, the clubs, the PA, they get a lot of information, these players, and it's just keep reinforcing. And, you know, I know in regards to a part of our presentation at the Giants, and we'll do the same here at the Lions, it's using past players, it's using specialists in the field in regards to what's out there. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's repetition. I'm a big believer that once you get an 18-year-old into your organisation, is those first 3 to 4 years is like an apprenticeship. And it's not just about their skill acquisition. It's not about, you know, a lot of it's about, you know, mental health, coping skills, dealing with pressures and all that. And some of them sort of, you know, I know I've ran presentations back at the Giants and you hear players, I've heard that before, Lambo. Yeah. And I said, well, I don't care, you're going to hear it again.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it again until it becomes a habit for you that you don't, you know, put yourself at risk. So it's an incredibly important area we have to work on, Gazy. And it's a continual fight against, you know, like, because these players who are under pressure, you know, and let's face it, are targets in a lot of areas. You know, they go out to a nightclub, they do this. But the bottom line is it comes down to personal responsibility and education, and they've got to make sure that, you know, they get one crack at their career. And that comes back to us trying to arm them with all the education.
Hopefully they're listening, Craig. Hey, on the way out, it sounds like the young fella might be following the old man's footsteps. He's still got a little way to go yet, but Bailey, is he eligible next year? Is it next year's draft that he's up for father-son?
It's Billy. And then
Billy.
And then Bailey's the one after that.
Oh, good.
And then I've got another one, Bodie, who's 13. But, they're
Billy, Bodie and Bodie.
And Briley's our daughter, Gaze. I'll tell you that another day. It's a long story. Billy's eligible next year for Richmond, unless Justin Leppich is kind enough to give me four games to get me up to 100 for Brisbane Lions, which I'm pretty sure he's not. And hopefully we're not going that bad, but I've got to play. So. He's eligible, and he'll come back and he'll play at Morningside and be a part of the academy. And they love their footy, and they're showing some good signs, so let's hope they can have a crack at it.
Good luck, mate. I agree with Gazy. It sounds like just based on the 7 or 8 minutes we've spent with you this morning, it sounds like they've got a very, very worthwhile acquisition of their footy club in the Lambert family. We wish you and the footy club all the best, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.